Yes. I am so excited to have my guest, Audrey Nelson, PhD. The book is Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. And what, I mean, this is not like, you know, remember Mars and Venus, blah, blah, and all of that kind of thing. No. This is like now. This is the kind of information you need now. And I don't care whether it's business, if maybe learning to talk to your husband, your father, your brother. There's a whole other thing going on here. And I was so excited when I heard about this book. And I have Audrey Nelson on. She's an internationally recognized communication consultant, seminar leader, the head of Nelson Communications, which is a corporate communication company. She specializes in interpersonal skills, male-female communication, sexual harassment, discrimination, cultural diversity, and conflict management. But again, I don't care if you're in the workforce or not. This is important for all women out there. Come on, hang out by the radio. Code switching, how to talk so men will listen. Good morning, Audrey. Thank you for being my guest.
Good morning, Joni, and I just love what you said to preview the book. You are just so right on.
Well, it's just so, I mean, let's face it, it's so important. If we interact every day with men in some capacity, but talk about, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, first of all, how did you find, I mean, you got interested in writing this book, but was it just because when dealing with men and women, all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, there's something going on here. Is that what prompted you to write the book?
I'll tell you, Joni, what prompted me to write the book was actually one of those life-changing events. And for me, it was being a young, I was a late bloomer, Joni, and my mother tucked me away in an all-woman's college in the South so I could, quote, grow up a little, which was probably the best thing. Well, in 1969, I transferred from there to San Diego State University.
Oh.
And for those of us that were alive in 69, everything was moving and shaking.
Oh, yeah.
I happened to be at San Diego State where they had one of the first, it made the cover of Time magazine, I still have it, the first women's studies department in the country. Well, you know, I'm a little impressionable co-ed. I run over there. Are you kidding? There was a course, 59 cents, the economy of the women in the workplace. That was life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And courses on why women have higher rates of depression, lower self-esteem. And mind you, this was the beginning of the entrance of women into the workforce. And they were coming into the workforce due to the economy. And because of today's economy, we actually now have more women in the workforce than men.
Yes.
So essentially what I'm saying is women are here to stay, unless some magic happens around the economy, and we can go back to the old 50s, how I grew up, where, you know, it was a, you could survive on one paycheck.
Yeah.
But many women are in the workforce because they want to be. Joni, I liked what you said, which is, you can take this home with you.
Yes.
You can use it with the car mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own gender laboratory at home, Alexandra and Armand. You can use it with your teenage son. You can use it with your partner, your spouse, whoever.
Exactly, because it's all around us, and how much easier everything, you know, really can be. Talk about, though, you talk about code switching. What is code switching?
Yeah, code switching is a slick term, and it's actually born out of linguistics. And code switching, really, I'm going to break it down into three parts. And this is, incidentally, in myself having 3 degrees in communication, this is one of the signs of a stellar communicator. And I happen to be a person who believes our entire health, well-being, and every sense of the word success boils right down to our ability to effectively communicate with others. So here's the three part to code switching. One is you have to have the knowledge of two or more cultures. In this case, the male and the female culture. So Joni, you and I as working women, we know both cultures because you and I interact with men. We've worked for men. Our vendors are men, etc. So knowledge of two or more cultures. Secondly, now here becomes the kind of emotional intelligence part of code switching. Do you have the plasticity, the flexibility to switch between them?
Mm-hmm.
So you say, okay, in this second, in this nanosecond here, I'm negotiating for a better fee. So I have to be assertive. I have to defend myself. You know, that's a little more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third part is that I do it according to the context, the situation I'm in, which is what I just said. So it's the ability to use your knowledge of two or more cultures, male, female in this case, and switch between them depending on the situation to best communicate your message. And I want to say it like this. This book, when 80% of your listeners have traveled to a foreign country, if they are like me, when I know I'm going to another country, the first thing I do is run to the bookstore and buy two or three travel guides.
That's right.
This is a woman's travel guide to the other side, men.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And one of the things, too, that you talk about from the playground to the boardroom,
yep,
are men and women wired differently?
Yes.
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 Now, tell people about it.
Absolutely. I mean, when you ask, are they wired differently, there are two things that make us up. And we're back now, Joni, to the age historical long dialogue about nature-nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being is a combination of your life experience. And in the book, I used to say, from the moment you're pulled out of the womb, no, we're changing that. We put great research in the book that talks about how people talk to the tummy.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk one way, and then at 3 or 4 months when they can find out the gender, the talk changes.
You couldn't, you know, when you talk about that, that's so true, because when you see a pregnant woman and she's having, what do you have, a little girl, okay?
Yes.
But even the way the mother talks to that, as if it's a little boy.
Yes.
It's true. It's just,
yes.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So there, you know, as I said, I have my own gender laboratory at home. I will tell you, not a week went by where my children didn't share an anecdote, a story, an incident that happened with a coach, a teacher, the principal, a kid on the playground that reminded me that sex role stereotyping was alive and well, that both my son and daughter got different messages on what it means to be masculine and what it means to be feminine. So that's the nurture part.
Mm-hmm.
No one can deny that the environment, just turn on your television set, bombards us daily with reminders that big boys don't
cry.
Take it like a,
yeah,
you know, and it goes on. Now let's go to the DNA. I could talk nonstop for the next 6 hours about DNA hardwired. And it's fascinating. Yes, boys and girls, men and women, are different. Let me just give you a couple quick ones. Girls tend to be better at language acquisition. And the catalyst for that is little girls tend to go right to left brain quicker. They can vacillate, and that's the catalyst for language acquisition. So watch the connection here and a little bit of the tragedy of what happens to little girls. She enters kindergarten very verbally equipped,
mm-hmm,
and superior to him. Even my son was an example. Boys, for example, have more speech impediments than girls. Armand, my son, had a speech impediment. He had an interdental F. And we fix that right away. But so girls are more verbally equipped. That's the DNA part. She learns language quicker. Incidentally, girls tend to score higher on the verbal component of the SAT. So here she is in the elementary school classroom. This dynamic is a perfect illustration. What is the gender of 85% of elementary school classroom teachers?
Women.
Guess what they do? They call upon Johnny and Susie, raise their hand to answer a question. Who does she call upon? Johnny. And then she offers encourager. She walks toward him. She smiles. He's encouraged to talk longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wonder why we go from this environment to the boardroom and women can't get enough turns talking. When they get a turn to talk, it is nowhere near as long as men's turn-taking. In other words, men get more airtime than women. So can you imagine the frustration of a little girl who can talk? She can express herself, but she's not given the opportunity.
And this is how it all begins. More with my guest. We have some people want to ask some questions.
So these are a few things that men should never, under any circumstance, say to a woman. One, you sound just like your mother. What did you do to your hair? Calm down. That always makes the situation worse.
When we played our charade.
Code switching, how to talk so men will listen. My guest, Audrey Nelson, and Chris, you have a question. Good morning, Chris. You're on KGO.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I came into the show late. Are you saying that saying different things to the boys and girls is always wrong or just different?
I'm saying it's just different. Why would we all want to be the same? It would be boring.
Yes.
Different is good.
Okay.
And there is no right or wrong.
No, it was a boy and girl thing. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. There's a boy and girl thing. There are differences. Differences nobody can deny. And we celebrate differences. I mean, I think it's diversity. I welcome it. I just don't like being in the same room where we all act like, look like, mm-hmm. talk like the same.
So if I see something characteristic in a woman that I like or a man that I like, it's okay for me to say, this is what I want my child.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. You know, we can't have men, you know, having to follow what women are or women what men are.
Yeah.
So that's because somehow we seem to be going in that direction. So thank
Absolutely.
You, Chris.
Absolutely. We want to break out of the gender box.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly right. All right, now, one of the things you talk about, too, and there's so much in the book. I mean, I don't care. You interact with men, interact with women. You need to have this book. But let's talk a little bit since we have such little time here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, listening to men listening to women. When do they sort of tune out,
sure.
so to speak?
Men do listen, even though, incidentally, in my own study of 1,000 men and women, it's the number one complaint
yes.
that women have against men in their communication. Men don't listen. And I ask the men in my audience, and they go, yes, I've heard that for years. And they've even come to believe it. Men do listen. They just listen differently.
Yes.
Men tune out after the first one or two sentences. It's hard for them. They like things in a sound bite. They are not process-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
We are. We want to tell our story. It's our way that we bond, that we connect. He wants it. He's goal-oriented in contrast to her being process-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And women also think men don't listen because he is generally, and I say generally because when we say men do this and women do that, we don't mean all men and all women. We're talking about the fat part of that bell-shaped curve. But most men are not the best empathetic listeners. They don't listen to feelings as well. So that's why women always need their core group of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now you have, what are your top five code switching tips?
Oh boy,
I have
several of them. I'm going to start out one that's really got me wound up, and I've devoted and designed a whole program to it. Dress for success, mm-hmm. not access.
That is such a good, yes.
Oh, you look around in major cities when I travel across the country, you know, cleavage, postage size, skirts, spandex, great for the club in Cancun, absolutely no place in a Fortune 500 company. Second one is say it in a sound bite. And again, that goes back to what I was just saying. Don't go on and on. We have so many. We have over 50 code switches. Other ones are nice girls don't do conflict. Conflict is not feminine. We devote actually two chapters, one to handling the bully and one to just general conflict. But women often think we're here to be the peacemakers, the master negotiators, the smoothers. And so consequently, we shy away from conflict. Such a necessary skill because women buy into that myth that harmony is normal.
Yes.
And if harmony is normal, conflict is abnormal.
Exactly.
Golly. Other ones is she needs to become the technology queen. I mean, the whole social media, the whole tech skills, tech skills, I mean, people are surprised when I say this, it's still ruled by men. And
I was surprised, yes.
It's ruled by men. And be, oh, come on, this day, look at the computer science majors. And so there's another area. We also talk about emailing for effectiveness.
Oh, right.
And again, it goes back to linguistics. For women, we always want to put something nice. There's nothing wrong with that. A please, a thank you, have a nice day. And what they need to understand for men, you generally will not get that.
Mm-mm.
My favorite email I got after I emailed a client, three paragraphs are here. Topic ideas, what's the logistics, when do you want, I got back, yup.
Yep, that's it, yup.
Yeah, and for him, good enough. Now, a lot of women walk away wounded.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Well, don't expect that. Now, I'm going to give one more. Don't play the office mom.
Oh, yes.
You know, our role is social maintenance. That's not a bad role. Somebody has to play it. We take care of people and relationships. This is a way women often try to get power in the workplace, and you see a long line developing outside our cubicle of people who want a consultation, who need their daily therapy. She's the office mom. She wipes everybody's tears. You know, she becomes the sounding board for everybody. Watch how much you play that role, because it can really put a ding in your credibility.
I highly recommend, and this is for everyone, I mean, again, communication is key, as we know, code switching, how to talk so men will listen. My guest has been Audrey Nelson. This will be on the KGO book line, and also, when you go to program summaries, I have Audrey's websites and so much more. This is the book you need. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Oh, Joni, you're the greatest. Thanks for the interview.
You are certainly welcome. I'm Joni Gregg, and you listen to KGO.